This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Spam, most of us receive it, and despite attempts to filter it, we still receive them on a daily basis. I have been trying to unsubscribe from every single email list, and as I receive an email, I go in and I hit unsubscribe. I've been doing it for months, but it has not stopped the flow. So why do we get so much spam, and how do we stop it? Dr. Kayleen Manwaring is a Senior Research Fellow for Law and Innovation and a Senior Lecturer at the University of New South Wales. Kayleen, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren. It's great to be here.
I find this fascinating. We tend to associate spam with the internet, but spam is not a new thing, is it? When did the first spam get sent?
If you're talking about electronic messages, it's actually way back in 1854 where a spam telegram was sent to British politicians advertising dentists.
Dentists? What was it telling them to do? Did they have horrible teeth?
The actual spam telegram was advertising their opening hours, but particularly they sold tooth whitening powder. So a lot of politicians, obviously, they thought they might need it out on the campaign trail to have nice white teeth. But apparently all the politicians were particularly horrified that such telegrams were actually delivered to them.
So that was the first spam. Has anyone quantified the amount of spam now that we've all got email, the internet, etc.? How much spam is out there?
Well, sources vary because it's actually hard to quantify, but we're talking a lot. One of the sources said last year about 122 billion spam emails were sent, which would probably be more than half of all emails. And we've also got to think about spam text messages. And yes, last year, another source reported 1.6 billion of those.
That's amazing. I'm just thinking then about all the energy that is used to send those billions of emails and messages. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it?
Yes, and that's a really, really good point. It wasn't one that I had considered before, despite the fact that I'm quite interested in the environmental impact of technology. But you're right, it is something that would add quite a lot to the environmental footprint of technology services.
So therefore, it's in our interest to get rid of it. How do they get our details in the first place, Kayleen?
Well, it's due mostly to the rise in electronic commerce sites. Whenever you buy something, you usually have to give your email and your name and sometimes your mobile number, etc., often your mobile number, to companies so they can contact you about something you've bought online. But the issue is, of course, that one, they might, for example, ask you if you're interested to receive marketing messages, or indeed they actually might be passing on your personal information to their own related companies or to third parties.
So even if we tick the box that says, I don't want to receive marketing messages, because I'm always really diligent around that, they can still pass on our email to others?
Yes, because then it depends a little bit about what their privacy policy is. The issue is we have a Privacy Act that is very weak and weakly enforced. And so what that often means is that there's a wholesale transfer of personal information out of the company that you first supplied it to. If you've ticked unsubscribe or you've ticked I don't want to receive it, they have an obligation to comply with the Spam Act, but it goes to third parties, particularly third parties overseas. Then a lot of those will not necessarily think about the Australian Spam Act, and other jurisdictions have weaker laws in relation to spam.
Is spam dangerous? So can it cause damage to our systems?
Well, but other than being annoying, the biggest reason spam still exists in such amounts is actually because it's used by a lot of people as the foundation for cyber attacks. Phishing emails, this idea where they get your personal details and they tend to use it to try and to break into systems, particularly work systems, employment systems. That's only got worse, particularly post-COVID, because, of course, a lot of people are logging in from home and their systems aren't as secure. Their connections to their work aren't as secure.
We're chatting with Dr. Kayleen Manwaring, Senior Research Fellow for Law and Innovation and Senior Lecturer at the University of New South Wales, about why we get so much spam and what we can do about it. Kayleen, the big question, I've been trying to reduce my spam. I have been constantly unsubscribing from every single email that I get. It's not even making a dent in it. What can we do?
Well, from the sound of it, in the sense of you're getting quite so much, one of the first things you need to do is contact your telecommunications provider to see if they can give you a better spam filter and make sure you block spammers. Of course, none of this will be perfect. You're already unsubscribing. Keep doing that. It will eventually make some sort of difference, hopefully. But also to stop more of it going out there, you should make sure that you try as much as possible to restrict how much personal information you give to people online.
So only give the minimum.
Give the minimum, and also beware of pre-ticked boxes asking for your consent to receive marketing emails. For any spam also that you've, you should be reporting it to your email and your telecommunications providers, because then they can update their spam filters, because that the spam filters are not going to be perfect. The more information they have about what is considered spam, the better they will be at filtering it.
Is that where we press the spam button saying this email is spam? It lets them know.
Yes. Yeah, let them know. Also, particularly dangerous spam, but spam generally, you should be reporting it to ACMA, who's the regulator, and they've got a very easy system where you can report it to them. But you also have to be worried about the cybersecurity issues.
So in terms of reporting to ACMA, is that an easy process? Could we report every single spam that we get?
Yes, ACMA just has a website. It's a federal government organisation, and it's just at acma.gov.au. And there's just a forwarding email, which is on the site. And there's even, of course, we don't forget those text spam messages. There is a mobile number to forward those to as well.
Oh, okay, fantastic. So if we go to the ACMA website, we can get all of those details.
Yep.
Brilliant. Kayleen, thank you so much for chatting with us. We're all going to reduce our spam now.
Thanks so much, Warren, for having me on the show.
Thank you. Dr. Kayleen Manwaring, Senior Research Fellow for Law and Innovation and Senior Lecturer at the University of New South Wales. Let's declare war on spam.
This is Joy Drive. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.